This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Will 2016 be the most scrutinized election in modern American history? With Donald Trump sowing suspicion about stolen elections and fears about wildly inaccurate pre-election polling, along with voter suppression tactics in some southern states and counties, how can we know the true picture on Election Day? The good news is that big data and social media collection are better than ever, and that teams of watchers are going to be looking at what's happening in new ways all across the country this year. Derek Willis is a news applications developer at ProPublica, focusing on politics and elections, and his team will provide real-time analysis of the vote on Election Day.
The amount of real-time data that's available to us or will be available to us on Election Day isn't that great in the sense that there are very few formal channels that come from the government, for example. But there are some places that we can look to kind of get a sense of how things are going. One of those, obviously, are social media platforms, because people do tend to take to those to express any frustrations or issues. And so that opportunity and that ability exists also for Election Day. So that'll be one part of it. The other part of it comes from Google searches. If there are long lines, or if it seems like, you know, you're at the wrong polling location, or there are questions you have about the voting process, one of the things we do now is hop on Google and ask these kinds of questions.
Are you in a position to deputize voters to actually tell you of their experience and use that in real time to post?
On our ElectionLand site, we've actually asked if voters just want to tell us what their experience is like. We would definitely love to have that be a part of our system. Obviously, we realize that that's not going to be a comprehensive selection of voters. It's going to be only people who are aware of us and who opt in, you know, choose to tell us about what their experience is like. But we certainly would love to hear from people, particularly if they encounter problems or questions in regards to their own voting experience on Election Day.
What do you envision as a fully technology-enabled electoral environment if you could wave a magic wand?
Having local and state election officials be able to and willing to publish information about the state of the vote, how things are sort of going from an election administration perspective. And here's an example of what I mean by that. If during the day, for example, counties and states were willing to publish how many provisional ballots were issued, you know, at each polling location or at even in each county, that would tell us something about sort of whether or not the vote was proceeding in a way that was fairly normal and typical, or there might be something unusual going on there.
Can you envision a day where states would have control, but they would have to meet certain standards that would allow an American citizen to click on a county, click on a city, and get real-time election data and call up their, you know, brother and say, hey, it looks like Trump's winning in your hometown, pal, and that could enrich the democratic experience on Election Day? Or do you think that would just be too scary and open everything up to manipulation?
I think having it be sort of broadly available down to a pretty finite geographic jurisdiction is probably some ways off. And I think there's a lot of conversations we have to have before we get to that sort of state.
Derek Willis is news applications developer at ProPublica, focusing on politics and elections. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. Derek, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
On November 8th, Derek Willis and Election Land will be bringing us the latest from polling places around the country. If you want to participate in the Election Land project, visit projects.propublica.org/electionland. The deadline to sign up is November 6th.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is dedicated to helping those who teach, heal, and serve others achieve a lifetime of financial well-being. Learn more at TIAA.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.